भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. पेज नंबर 31, कारिका नंबर 26. चित्तं न संस्पृशत्यर्थम् नार्थाभासं तथैव च अभूतो हि यतश्चार्थः नार्थाभासस्ततः पृथक् There are different systems of philosophies. They talk about creation, God, consciousness. Different systems present their opinions differently. In Indian system of philosophy, there are 12 darshanams. Apart from the Western system of philosophies, entire universe, there are many philosophers, Western philosophers as well as Indian philosophers. We are not discussing about Western philosophers. We are trying to understand about Indian philosophers. Among those Indian philosophers, there are 12 systems of doctrines or philosophies. Among those 12 doctrines are 12 systems of philosophies. 6 are come under Astika Darshanams, 6 come under Nastika Darshanams. Sankhya, Nyaya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa comes under Astika Darshanams. The one who accepts the Veda Pramanam, they are called Astika Darshanams. Sankhya, Nyaya, Yoga, Vaisheshika and Purva Mimamsa until now up to 24th Karika. Gaudapadacharya has discussed with the 23rd itself, he has completed that portion. That Astika Darshanams, he has negated. Gaudapadacharya comes under Purva Mimamsa. So, Astika Darshanams, Sankhya, Nyaya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, Purva Mimamsa. They are all Dvaita philosophers, Visishta Dvaita philosophers, and they have different concepts about creation, God, they are not arriving at Advaita philosophy. Except Uttara Mimamsa, that means we the Vedantic students, other than Vedantins, all of them come under duality only. So with 23rd Karika having completed that, from 24th Karika, Gaudapada Acharya talking about Nastika Darshanams, 24, 25, 26 and 27, he is negating that Hinayana, Mahayana, Buddhists, Charvaka and Jaina also comes under Nastika Darshanams. Charvaka is one whose speech is very, very influencing the people, the present modern world. Charvaka talks about only the body is final. He never accepts subtle body. He never accepts causal body. He never accepts this punyam, papam, a subtle body traveling to swarga. In his opinion, there is no swarga at all. There is no punyam, there is no papam, there is no question of traveling. There is no karana shariram also. What about atman? Then he asks, who's the atma? There is no atma also, he says. So this is the Charvaka's Nastika Darshanam. One Nastika Darshanam, Charvaka. Then comes Jaina philosopher, Jainism. According to Jainism also, Charvaka never accept Veda as Pramana. And Jainism, in Jaina philosophy also, they never accept Veda Pramanam. Jaina philosophers says, Guru alone is ultimate. Even they never accept God. According to Jains, there is no God other than their Guru. Arihant, they say. That Guru is only the God. There is no other God. So Charvaka and Jaina. And four more Nastika Darshanams are four streams of Buddhism. Buddha is one. Buddha is one, but his followers are four streams and four paramparas. Buddha followers are four types. Among those four types, we can divide them into two groups, Hinayana Buddhism and Mahayana Buddhism. Hinayana Buddhism are those people who accept the subject and objective universe. Subject is there and objective universe also is there, they accept. In Hinayana Buddhism itself, there are two types. Again, how many difference of opinions you see people. In Hinayana Buddhism, two types, Sautrantika and Vaibhashika. What is the difference between the Sautrantika and Vaibhashika? Even though both are Buddhists, both are come under Hinayana Buddhism, inferior path and artha. Sautrantika system of philosophers says the subject is real, the objective world, what we are experiencing is perception is pratyaksham. It is a direct perception. It is a direct perception. I am seeing directly the universe. So, Sautrantika says. And Vaibhashika also accept subjective, you know, I the subject, experiencer, he accepts. And the experienced objective universe also he accepts. But what is the difference between the previous Sautrantika and this Vaibhashika? Vaibhashika Buddhist says, the perception what you are seeing is not pratyaksham, it is only anumanam, I infer. The objective universe, I infer. When you see the flower, it is not direct perception because this perception is in the mind. Therefore, I infer. This is the difference between Sautrantika and Vaibhashika. And come to Mahayana Buddhism, there are also two types again, Yogachara and Madhyamika. Yogachara and Madhyamika. Yogachara Buddhists, that means Yogachara and Madhyamika comes under Mahayana. What is the difference between Hinayana and Mahayana? Hinayana Buddhists, they agree with the subject, experiencer and objective universe, experienced world. Whereas Mahayana Buddhists, they never accept objective universe. They never accept objective universe. They accept only the subject. They accept only the subject. Both Mahayana Buddhists. This is the difference between Hinayana and Mahayana. Hinayana accepts this subject and object universe. Mahayana Buddhists only accept subject, not the object. There is no object other than the subject consciousness. The subject consciousness alone is real. There is no separate objective universe other than this consciousness, the subject experiencer. This is the difference between Hinayana Buddhism and Mahayana Buddhism. Again, in this Mahayana Buddhism, Yogacara and Madhyamika, again there is a difference. Now, this Mahayana Buddhists, we take the support of Mahayana Buddhists and Hinayana Buddhists and we negate the Sautrantika and Vaibhashika. In 24th Shloka, Karika onwards, here, with the help of Mahayana Buddhism, Gaudapada refutes. We need not refute the Hinayana Buddhism. We need not refute the Hinayana, Sautrantika, Vaibhashika, Mahayana Buddhist himself refutes. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya walk along with Mahayana Buddhists for some time. Up to negation. Having negated Hinayana Buddhists, then he come to attack Mahayana Buddhist. That is later. So in 24, 25, 26, 27, as the Mahayana Buddhist is refuting the Hinayana Buddhist, what he says, there is no external world other than consciousness. We also agree with that. We also agree with Mahayana Buddhist. We are very close to Yogacara Buddhism. This Yogacara Buddhism alone is known as Chanika Vijnana Vada. Chanika Vijnana Vada. We are also very close to that because we never accept Nama Rupa Prapancha. This is all Mithya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Objective world is not real. It is unreal. We also say the same thing. Buddhists also say the same thing. And Buddhists lo koda, which type of Buddhist? Yogacara Buddhist. That's why many people say Gaudapada Acharya and Shankaracharya are Prachanna Bauddhas. They are all Prachanna Bauddhas. Even Shankara also talking Buddhism only, they say. Because they won't accept the objective world. We are also not accepting the objective world. Objective world we are not accepting means what? It is vyavaharically real, experientially real. But on enquiry, in really speaking, it is not there. Factually, it is not there, but experientially there. Like your dream. Experientially, dream is real. You cannot say dream is not there. Why? Because you are experiencing. When you are experiencing, how can you say dream is not there? So dream is there, but not real. Like that only Vedantins and Yogacara people also says, objective world is not there really, experientially there, but I the experiencer is the reality. So therefore, Mahayana Buddhists, Gaudapada Acharya joins with them and argues with Hinayana Buddhist in this 24th and 20 up to 27th. We have completed 24, 25. Now 26 we were seeing in the last class what Gaudapada Acharya says, that means Yogacara Buddhist says, Chittam samsprushati na artham. Artham means the object. Bahya padarthaha. One more word I have used in the last class, that is bahyarthavadinaha. Bahyarthavadi means the one who accepts that objective universe. Hinayana Buddhists are called bahyarthavadis. So we are not bahyarthavadis. So here அர்த்தம் மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்னு அர்த்தம். சித்தம் மீன்ஸ் சைதன்யம், தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். விஜானம், அக்கார்டிங் டு யோகாச்சார லாங்குவேஜ், சித்தம் மீன்ஸ் சைதன்யம், கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். விஜானம் வேர்ட் ஹி யூசஸ், டு தட் விஜானம் வி யூஸ் த வேர்ட் சைதன்யம் பிரம்மன். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் கான்டாக்ட்ஸ் நெய்தர் எ ரியல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் நார் ததா அர்த்தாபாசம் ந சம்ஸ்பிருஷதி. யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை நார் அன் அப்பேரண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் டச் ஆர் கான்டாக்ட்ஸ் this consciousness, the subject experiencer never contact within real object or unreal object. It never touch contact with real object. Suppose he asks, can it touch, can it contact an unreal object? In dream, can you touch that dream objects? Dream objects are unreal. Can you touch those dream objects? You cannot touch because they are unreal, apparent. So apparent mithya padartha also cannot be contacted by this chittam. Yataha, because iti chet, if it is so, if you ask arthaha abhutaha na arthabhasaha prithaktataha, if you say the chittam is contacting the real object or unreal object, I say there is no object other than consciousness. Prithak tataha, tataha means other than chaitanyam, chaitanyat prithak or chittat prithak. Tataha means separate from the consciousness, separate from that consciousness which is the subject. Here consciousness comes under the subject. Arthabhasaha na abhutaha. Arthabhasaha means an apparent object. Artha means object. Abhasaha na unreal. Unreal object. An apparent object. Can clay touch the pot? Can clay touch the pot? Because pot doesn't exist separate from the clay, therefore pot cannot touch the clay or clay cannot touch the pot. Inna rendu irundha thane touch panna mudiyum. To touch, there must be two things, no? Clay and pot, two things must be there to touch. Oh, clock, clay can go slowly touch the pot, but there are no two things, therefore they cannot touch each other. There is no question of touching, contacting. Similarly, he says அர்த்தாபாசா அபூதா. அர்த்தா அபூதா மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் நாட் தேர், செப்பரேட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், ரியல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆல்சோ இஸ் நாட் தேர், நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். அபூதா மீன்ஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். லைக் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை, ஸ்வப்ன பதார்த்தவத் அபூதா. ஹவு மெனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் யூ ஹவ் டச்சட் இன் யுவர் ட்ரீம் இன் த நைட்? You got the dream. You saw so many objects in your dream. Have you touched any object in the dream? Never. Like that. Svapna padarthavad abhutaha. Arthabhasaha. There are no apparent objects also. Apparent means unreal. Pot is not there. Pot is there, only clay can contact. When pot is not there, how can you say so? When you are holding the pot in your hand, pot is not there. How dare enough you are telling like that? Idu puriyumillayo? Is there a pot? Is there a pot other than clay? There is no pot. Then what is there? Clay alone is in the form of pot. There is no separate pot. Distinctly. Then pot is what? Pot is nothing but a word. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam mrittika ityeva satyam is only verbal usage. Pot is a verbal usage. There is no real pot. Verbal usage also we negate later. First we say it's a vacharambhanam, it is a word. It is a name. It is a form given to the clay. Name and form given to the clay. Substratum is a clay. So there is no pot. This is the fact. Even though you are using the pot, you cannot say there is a pot. There is clay only in the form of pot. In the name of pot, in the form of pot. Then what about the word? That word is also not real. The pot word is also not real. Why? Because pot is unreal. The word is also unreal. So like that, abhutahanar. Every padartha is abhutahanar. Flower, there is no flower really speaking. All petals put together flower. Is there a flower other than petals? Is there a desk other than wood? Like that you go on analyzing every object, every name. Finally, what remains? Nothing but existence. This is very, very subtle concept. Atoms, molecules, particles, it goes like that. Particle is, molecule is, that easiness only you stand by, you know. Finally, you rest upon the easiness. It's nothing but, according to scientists, nothing but energy in motion. Matter is nothing but energy in motion. Energy is nothing but matter in commotion. It's not in motion. It is not in motion. So manifestation of manifested energy is matter, unmanifested matter is energy. That energy alone is, they say, protons, neutrons, atoms, molecules, all is this. Finally, where you rest upon an easiness. That easiness alone is consciousness. So therefore, where is this object, world? So he negates. Up to here we saw in the last class. Okay, now we'll read 27th karika.
Nimittam na sada chittam. Samsprushetyadvasustrishu. Animitto viparyasah. Katham tasya bhavishyati.
Gaudapadacharya continuing his refutation. Gaudapadacharya means along with Mahayana Buddhists, that is Yogacara and Madhyamika. After seeing this, again we have to refute Yogacara and Madhyamika. What they say, he is going to refute Gaudapadacharya. Now, from 27th, he concludes Yogacharya refutation is over with this sloka. What finally he says, chittam na samsprushati nimittam sada trishuchu advasun. Chittam, the consciousness. Here a possible doubt. 24, 25, 26, when the Mahayana Buddhist is refuting the Hinayana Buddhist, that is Sautrantika Vaibhashika Buddhist, they pose a question. They may raise a question. What is that question? Possible question. If there is no external world, if there is no external world, real object or unreal object also is not there, how one can get this wrong cognition, right cognition? Right knowledge and wrong knowledge. People are getting, no? All people are getting what? This is right, this is wrong knowledge we are getting every day. Getting or not? This is good, this is bad, this object is right, this object is wrong, this is right, this is wrong. We are getting that knowledge. All of us are getting. If there is no external universe at all, other than consciousness, there is only subject, there is no object at all, How can you account for this right cognition, wrong cognition, or right knowledge or wrong knowledge? People are getting that. How you answer to those people? If you ask like that, I'll give answer. Our Gaudapadacharya gives. To whom? For Hinayana. Hinayana Buddhist, if he asks, suppose, when that world is not there, how people are getting that right cognition, wrong cognition, how you answer for that? For that he says, Chittam, the consciousness does not contact, na samspruśati, an external object. When? Sada trishu advasu, in all the three periods of time. In all the three periods of time, the consciousness never contact the external object. He is very firm. Gaudapadacharya Mahayana Buddhist. Gaudapadacharya is not Buddhist. Gaudapadacharya and Mahayana Buddhist both are telling to Hinayana Buddhist. Very firm. There is no external object other than consciousness. Consciousness can never contact the external object. Irundadane contact pandradake. I am very clear. He emphasizing here again, in all the three periods of time, at any period of time, we are not touching. Either in Advasu, avasthas, three avasthas, trishu, three avasthas. What are they? How many avasthas we have got? Three are 30. Only three. Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. Waking, dream and sleep state. Three states. In these three states also, consciousness is not contacting that external objects because they are not there, either in Jagradavastha or in Swapnavastha or in Sushupti Avastha. Trishu Advasu. Advasu na Dhamasu. Dhamasu also same. Advasu also same. When and Sada, all the time. At any period of time, at any state, consciousness can never touch. Why it cannot touch? Order of reality is different. That's all. Order of reality is different. Not only that, tasya katham viparyasaha bhavishyati animittaha. If you ask this error, how this error happens in the consciousness, wrong cognition, the error. How can tasya bhavishyati means that consciousness have, tasya means on the part of the observer consciousness, on the part of observer consciousness. Katham, how can viparyasaha, erroneous perception, an error, or viparyasaha means erroneous perception, wrong perception, wrong cognition, animittaha, without an external object. What is the question? How can the right cognition or wrong cognition can take place if you ask? Where is the question of erroneous and wrong perception when there is no object at all? First, when I accept the object only, wrong cognition or right cognition. So, object illiye. Where is the question of perception? Where is the question of wrong and right? Right and wrong question illiye. There is no object at all. It says animittaha. Animittaha means when there is no object outside. Yogachara refuting the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika. Vahyarthavadis. So Yogachara says there is no right knowledge or wrong knowledge division at all. Animittaha means without an external object, how that right knowledge or wrong knowledge is possible. There is no such a division at all because the whole external reality itself is wrong. the whole external reality, what you are giving reality to the external world itself is wrong. Where is the question of wrong and right, wrong concept, cognition? See, it's like when you see in the dream, you have seen in that rope and snake both in the dream. In the dream, you saw a rope and a snake, rope snake. Which one is real? Snake is real or rope is real in the dream? It's a very, very subtle point. Try to understand. Which one is real? In dream, we saw a rope snake. In dream, we saw a rope snake. Snake is real or rope is real? But 1.5 months it is sleeping, you know. This is sleeping. My snake is sleeping. Okay. Which is in sleep, you have got a dream. In the dream, you saw a rope snake. Tell me, snake is real or rope is real? Anna? I am confusing you. Snake is unreal, Swamini, because there is no snake at all. Rope only is there. Therefore, rope is real, can you say, in dream? You saw rope in the dream. So, rope is also unreal. Unreal means what? Rope is not there really. Adhe madri, in the external world also, Vyavaharika Jagat also, the right and wrong, when you can discuss, just as both of them are unreal in the dream, here also, whatever you are seeing right and wrong, the wrong is also unreal, right is also unreal. Idhi da kashtam. Idhi accept pandrathu kashtam. If you are able to accept, you need not come to Mandukya Upanishad class. You are a jnani. So, to understand that, to get that knowledge only, we are studying Mandukya Upanishad. Very easily we can say dream is unreal, but it is difficult to say the Jagrat world is also unreal. Why? Dream is chonnade chollave archinamave archinde irupe. Dream is unreal, and when can you say? In dream can you say that? Only one condition, under only one condition you can say that dream is unreal. When? Only after waking to your waking state. In dream you cannot say dream is unreal. Similarly, waking world, object, objective universe, entire this universe, objective world, experienced objects are all unreal. They are all only name and form. They are mithya. Eppo solla mudiyum? When can you say boldly? You have to wake up once again. From dream you have woken up. Now from waking, you have to wake up. From waking, you have to wake up. Adhe eppadi mudiyum? From sleeping, you can wake up. From waking, how can you wake up? Here, wake up means wake up to your real nature, that is Atma Swarupam. You are not this Vishwa. You are Turiya Atma. First two padas are Karya padas. Karana pada is also mithya. Karya karana vilakshana turiya atma aham brahma asmi is the satyam. When I recognize and wake up to that swarupamul, I can say this is unreal world. But it is experientially real or not? The world, what am I experiencing, is real or not? Experientially real, tangibly real. From Paramarthika angle, absolute standpoint, it is unreal. So world is there or not, if anybody asks what you say, you should not answer immediately. From what standpoint you have to ask. World is unreal from Paramarthika standpoint. World is not unreal otherwise. Clear? Don't say world is unreal and half even can no action. எல்லாரும் கிட்ட போய் சொல்லக்கூடாது. எ பர்சன் ஹூ கேன் ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் ஆத்ம தத்துவம், தெர் ஈஸ் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் சத்தியம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா, த ஒன் ஹூ ஈஸ் ட்ரைங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சச் எ பர்சன் ஓன்லி கேன் ஆக்செப்ட், நாட் ஆல் பீப்புள். That's why just as dream is experientially real but factually unreal, similarly this waking world experientially real but factually unreal from the standpoint of Atma. That is what Yamadharmaraja said to Nachiketa, Uttishtata Jagrata. Wake up from your ignorance, come to your real state. Therefore, there is no question of wrong knowledge, right knowledge, wrong perception, right perception. And perception பண்ணுறதுக்கு ஒரு பொருள் இருந்தால் தானே. அதனால there is no விபர்யாசா ந பவிஷ்யதி அனிமித்தஹானர். விபர்யாசா அனிமித்தஹான பவிஷ்யதி, அனிமித்தஹா தஸ்ய பவிஷ்யதி கதம் நர். Animitta means without any external object, how a wrong, erroneous perception is possible. Next, Karika. So, with this, topic we have complete, we are completing in Hinayana Buddhism, negation is over. Now, what is the final champion? Mahayana Buddhist is standing. Gaudapada Acharya is going to giving the summarization of our Siddhanta, refuting Chanika Vijnana Vadi, that is Yogachara.
Tasman na jayate chittam,
tasman na jayate chittam,
chitta drushyam na jayate,
chitta drushyam na jayate,
tasya pashyanti ye jatim,
tasya pashyanti
கேவை பஷ்யந்தி தே பதம்.
From here we are going to refute the final Mahayana Buddhist Shunyavadam. That Madhyamika is going to be Shunyavadi, as later we will see. Now just I'll give that brief idea about this Yogachara and Madhyamika Buddhist also. அவன் பற்றி கூட தெரிஞ்சிட்டு முடிஞ்சிட்டான்னா சாப்டர் இஸ் க்ளோஸ். ஸோ யோகாச்சார புத்திஸ்ட் இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஆக்செப்ட்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், பட் ஹிஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் மொமெண்டரி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். வாட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் யோகாச்சார புத்திஸ்ட் அண்ட் வேதாந்தி அத்வைத்தின்? He is also telling the external world is mithya, consciousness alone is satyam. Namma kuda adhe sollindi irukom, appo namma kuda buddhist dane. What is the difference between us and that yogachara buddhist? Na according to yogachara buddhist, this consciousness is not nityam. That's why we are not buddhists. Understand? We are Advaitins. We are different from Nastikavadams. They never accept Veda Pramanam. Buddhists also never accept Veda Pramanam. That's why they are Nastikas. In the, among these Nastikas also, this Buddhist Vijnanavadi or Yogachara is also very close to Vedantin, Advaitin. One point we differ. According to him, that consciousness is momentary, kshanikam. It is a momentary. Consciousness is, what about consciousness? Your consciousness, tell me, is it eternal or temporary? If you ask, he says, it is temporary. Yesterday we saw in Bhagavad Gita, what is the first feature of consciousness? Nityaha, eternal. பட் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் யோகாச்சார விஜானவாதி க்ஷணிக விஜானவாதி? அவனுக்கே அதுக்கு பேர் தான் க்ஷணிக விஜானவாதி. அந்த விஜானம் என்ன அர்த்தம்? வாட் இஸ் ஹீஸ் டேக்கிங் தட் க்ஷணிகம், யூனோ ஹீஸ் டேக்கிங் த எவ்ரி தாட் விற்பி தட் ஹுச் எரைஸ் அண்ட் டிஸப்பியர், ஹீஸ் டேக்கிங் தட் விற்பி ஆஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். நிறைய contemplate பண்ணணும். Otherwise, many people think there is no difference for Buddhism and Advaita philosophy, they say. And almost same, no? பிரபஞ்சம் மித்யா, பிரம்ம சத்தியம், அவனு அதே சொல்கிறான், நம்ம அதே சொல்கிறோம். But where we differ in that what Brahman he says our consciousness is a temporary, momentary, kshanikam. But what we say, it is nityam, eternal. And that is why it's called as kshanika vijnana vadi. So Gaudapadacharya refutes him. By Shastra Pramanam, Yukti Pramanam, he refutes the kshanika vijnana vadi. Atma can never be kshanikam. It is nityam. Satyam jnanam anantam. It is nityam. Na jayate na mriyate va vipaschita nayam babhuva. In Kathopanishad we saw yesterday also we saw in Bhagavad Gita second chapter. So consciousness never born. But according to Vijnanavadi, it is born and it is gone. Born and gone, born and gone. 11:40 ke consciousness is born. 11:41 kuda ahala consciousness gone, dead. Again new consciousness. What is that consciousness? What he is talking actually? Try to understand. And the chenikam avan solrane chenika vijnanamanna consciousness is momentary inner. How he arrived at that concept na very interesting. See, consciousness plus clip thought, clip knowledge, consciousness plus flower knowledge, consciousness plus mic knowledge. So consciousness plus vritti, clip vritti, pushpa vritti, mic vritti, that is changing. That objective vritti which connects to that, it is changing. That changing knowledge he has taken as consciousness. பாருங்க என்ன மிஸ்டேக் பண்ணிட்டான்னு தெரியுமா? இது படிக்கணும்னா புத்திசம் நல்லா படிக்கணும், அப்பதான் புரியும். வேர் ஹீஸ் கோயிங் ராங்னு நம்ம புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். அந்த விருத்தி அங்கிறது டெம்பரரி, விருத்தி இஸ் மொமெண்டரி. எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் நாலேஜ் இஸ் சேஞ்சிங். I am conscious of consciousness is same. What I am conscious of changing? I am conscious of my bag. I am conscious of bag poch. Appuram enna vandhadu? Book. After book, pen. After pen, chair. Again, every object is it changing continuously. How many thoughts we are getting? How many objects we are seeing? How many they are coming? Moment to moment, moment to one thought is coming. Every moment thoughts are changing. That changing thought is not consciousness. Consciousness never change, that is same. But in the consciousness plus object, that vritti is changing. And the vritti avan enna nenchulra, avan da consciousness nenchulra. How can vritti be the consciousness? Vritti enna thought. So now you are seeing this flower. When I show this flower, immediately you see the flower. You are conscious of this flower. Are you aware of this flower? Yes. You are aware of this flower. You are conscious of this flower. Now I show the clip. Tell me, you are conscious of this clip or not? What about flower? Gone. Now you are conscious of? Now you are conscious of this watch. What about clip? Gone. You are conscious of this box, cassette box. What about watch? Gone. But consciousness? Same. The consciousness is same. In the flower also it is same, in the clip also it is same, in that when you got the knowledge of watch is also same, and that cassette box when you are seeing, consciousness is same. But these four are different. Rendu kai da irukka adha naan pudichirukka. The naal is changing. Idhu oru moment, idhu oru moment, idhu oru moment, idhu oru moment. Consciousness is moment. It's not momentary. So, not knowing that substratum unchanging consciousness He is taking the vritti, the changing objects. That consciousness he is taking and telling that consciousness is momentary. Vritti jnanam, taking it as momentary and taking it as consciousness and superimposing the temporary momentariness of that object vritti, he is superimposing upon ever non-changing consciousness. That is the mistake. This is the kshanika vijnana vadi. Madhyamika vijnana, madhyamika means Mahayana buddhishla madhyamika enna cholranna, the subject, objective world, rendu perume sonna objective world illani. In the madhyamika person ki even ki enna difference o theriyumo? யோகாச்சார இந்த யோகாச்சாரனுக்கு இந்த மாத்தியமிக்காக்கு என்ன டிஃபரன்ஸ் என்ன? இவன் சப்ஜெக்ட் இருக்குன்னு சொன்னா இல்லை, ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இல்லைன்னு சொன்னான். இவனு கூட ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இல்லைன்னு சொன்னான் மாத்தியமிக்கா, அதனால சப்ஜெக்ட் கூட இல்லைன்னு சொன்னான். இவன் இன்னும் ரூத்லெஸ், முதலுக்கே மோசம் அண்ணா. சப்ஜெக்டே கிடையாதப்பா அண்ணா, என்ன இருக்கப்பா அண்ணா? சூன்யம் அண்ணா, வாய்ட், எம்டினஸ். அதுக்கே அவனுக்கு சூன்யவாதின்னு பேரு. மாத்தியமிக புத்திஸ்டுக்கு சூன்யவாதி பேர். ஏன் சூன்யவாதத்துக்கு வந்துட்டான்? இப்படி யோகாச்சாரன் புரிஞ்சது இல்லையோ விஜ்ஞானம், அவன் ஏன் வைஹி கேம் டு க்ஷணிக விஜயானவாதம் புரிஞ்சது இல்லையா? நம்ம வி ஆர் நாட் க்ஷணிக விஜயானவாதிஸ், வி ஆர் நித்ய ஆத்மவாதிஸ். வை திஸ் பர்சன் மாத்தியமிக புத்திஸ்ட் சேஸ் இட் இஸ் சூன்யம்னா, திஸ் யோகாச்சாரா ரிலை அப்பான் ட்ரீம். He negated the external objects. Okay, he taken the dream example. Relying upon the dream example, he has established his philosophy. And the Kshanika manchanadanala we have refuted. In the Madhyamika philosopher relying upon the sleep example, how he arrived at Shunyavada? What makes him to come to that voidness, emptiness? Everything is Shunyam manchanadanala. Why he is talking like that? Na, by taking the sleep example. How? He says, the sleep, I don't experience anything. In sleep, are you having flower thought? Are you having clip thought? Are you having watch thought? Are you having man thought, woman thought? Are you having any thought in sleep? No thought. Then who is there? And nothing is there in dream. Na kinchit avedesham. Enakku onnume theriyadu. Enna solrom? After waking up, what do you say? Na kinchit avedesham. Neethu nanna thungite. Appuram onnume theriyala. Onnume theriyala enna? Onnume illai en artham. Enna irundha neethu thookathila enna? Onnume illappa. That is what he has taken that. Since in sleep nothing is there, really speaking, subject is also not there. Therefore what? Shunyam. Shunyam, eppadi, how can you say? Nanna thukkathilo onnume illaye. In deep sleep nothing is there. Therefore, I am arriving at what? Shunyam, emptiness, voidness. That is his concept. His view. மாத்தியமிகா புத்திஸ்ட். நம்ம என்ன சொல்றோம்? வாட் வி சே, இன் ஸ்லீப் ஆல்சோ கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஈஸ் தேர், இட் இஸ் நாட் சூன்யம். ந கிஞ்சித் அவேதேஷம் அண்ட் ஹூ நோஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ரிஜிஸ்டர்ஸ், ஐ டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங். So consciousness is there. That's why Advaita philosophy is the pinnacle. No one can stand in front of Advaita philosophy. That's why the intelligent person yaarad irunda ulagathila yaar sollukonuvinga, neengale sollunga. Only gnani, Advaita gnani maatram da avanukku da moola irukke. Ellarku enna irukana iruka moola? புத்தி இருக்கு, ஆனாலும் அது இருந்து ஒண்ணுதா, இல்லாத்தாலும் ஒண்ணுதான். இட்ஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். இன் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி ஸ்தோத்திரம் ஆல்சோ வி சா திஸ். Therefore, Kshanika Vijnana Vadi, we have to refute. How you have to refute? He asks. Gaudapadacharya is asking now. You are talking about momentary consciousness. Who is that talking about that momentary consciousness? Tell me. To talk about the momentary consciousness, you must be consciousness. And that means that is consciousness one. You are consciousness two. First momentary consciousness is known by second momentary consciousness. That means both can simultaneously exist. If they simultaneously exist, it must be existing in second moment. அதெல்லாம் இப்போ ஆர்குமெண்ட் பண்ண போறார். ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு ரெஃப்யூட் க்ஷணிக விஜயானவாதி பை சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம் அண்ட் யுக்தி பிரமாணம். ஹவு லுக் இன் டு தாரிகா, ஜஸ்ட் ஐ ஹவ் கிவன் த பேக்ரவுண்ட். ஓகே, இல்லைன்னா நீங்கள் எல்லாம் படித்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் நம்ம கூட யோகாச்சார புத்திஸ்ட் மாதிரி உட்காரக்கூடாது. அதுக்கு தான் பையன் ஒரு வாரம் நீங்கள் டைம் கொடுத்துட்டான்னா நீங்கள் வீட்டுக்கு போய் நான் புத்திஸ்ட் தான் சொல்லிட்டான் நான் என்ன பண்ணுறதப்போ. அதனால என்ன பயம், அதனால முன்னாடியே சொல்லி வச்சுட்டேன், நாமும் க்ஷணிக விஜ்ஞானவாதி இல்லை, சூன்யவாதி மாத்யமிக புத்திஸ்ட் இல்லை. வி ஷுட் நோ தட். தட்ஸ் வை வி க்ளோ வெரி க்ளோஸ் டு தெம், பட் வி ஷுட் நோ த சட்டில் டிஃபரன்ஸ். அதர்வைஸ் வி ஆல்சோ வில் பி ட்ராப்ட் இன் தட் சேம் க்ரூன். தஸ்மாத் விஜ்ஞானவாத பிரகாராத்தன் அர்த்தம். Therefore, Gaudapadacharya is giving thoughts in the mind are momentary kshanikam. Consciousness is illumining the flow of momentary thought. Na chonnadhu saaramsham enna na, thoughts arising in the mind are momentary. Thoughts arising in the mind are momentary. But the flow of consciousness is not momentary. Consciousness illumines the flow of that thought, every cognition. Chitta drishyam, an object of consciousness, is not born. An object of consciousness, nanartham chitta drishyam, the object of consciousness means now the flower is object. I am conscious of this flower. This chitta drishyam, object of consciousness. That consciousness which is seeing the object, is this is born or not born? I am conscious of is not born really. That consciousness is born. What is born? Pushpa jnanam is born when I show the pushpam. It is born. The chitta drishyam. Na jayate energy. That consciousness is not born. Drishyam is born. Druk is not born. Druk and consciousness. Seer is not born. Seen is born. Object is born. Seer is not born. Chitta drishyam, the object of consciousness. The consciousness that which is illumining the flow of the momentary thought without being itself momentary. Without being itself momentary, watching the all momentary consciousnesses. இதெல்லாமே RC, reflected consciousness. I am conscious of. What you are conscious of varies. Who is consciousness is not varies. Na chittam jayate, nor the consciousness is born. The object of consciousness is not born. The consciousness is also not born. First one, chaitanyam is nityam manartham. Satyam jnanam avanantam. The shruti viruddhatvat kshanika vijnanavada is dismissed. Na jayate, here you have to remember that Kathopanishad. நஜாயத்தே மிரியத்தேவா கதாச்சித்னர். அதான் நஜாயத்தே வேர்ட் ஹீ இஸ் ரிமைண்டிங் த ஸ்ருதி. ஸோ ஸ்ருதி விருத்தத்வாத் க்ஷணிக விஜானவாத இஸ் டிஸ்மிஸ்டு. தென் தேயே பஷ்யந்தி ஜாதிம் தஸ்யவை பஷ்யந்தி கே பதம். ஈஸ் ஜஸ்ட் கிரிட்டிசைசிங் தம், கிண்டல் பண்ணுறார். இஸ் மாக்கிங் அட் தம், வை ரியல்லி ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் த பர்த் ஆஃப் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் பார்ன். காட் கிரியேட்டட் த வேர்ல்ட் விசேன, காட் கிரியேட்டட் த வேர்ல்ட், கிரியேஷன் இஸ் டன் பை த காட் விசே, அண்ட் காட் அலோன் இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிரியேஷன் விசே. ஆல் நாடிங் த ஹெட், ரியல்லி கிரியேஷன் இஸ் நாட் தேர். கிரியேஷன் இஸ் தேர், ரியல்லி காட் ஹேஸ் டு அண்டர்கோ எ சேஞ்ச். Every product undergoes a change. God became the world and God has undergone a change. If God undergoes a change, God cannot exist. No? God never changes. So therefore, God created the world. Creation really is there. If you say it is contradictory. So creation is not there really. So it's very, very subtle topics. These are all. Again and again, repeatedly we have to listen. Until that, we should not leave the Shastra. Illana adannam enannamo pesranga namu puriyadadala pesranga anje madhyale people, many people stop Vedanta classes. Ena what they think, they want to interpret in their own language, you know, in their own frame of mind. They want to translate, or they want to give the meaning in that manner. Shastra says, don't come like that. You have to listen what I want to say, Shastra says. But very few people stand. Ascharyavat manushyanam sahasreshu. Ascharyo vakta. Kushaloscha labdha. Very rarely people get this knowledge. Very rarely people talk about this knowledge. Okay. Ke padam means the footprints of a bird are indeed seeing the birth of that consciousness. Those who are talking, really they are seeing the footprints of the bird. Can you see the footprints of the bird in the akasha? Like that you cannot know the birth of consciousness. If you try to know the birth of consciousness, it is like trying to see the footprints of the bird. You cannot see the footprints of the bird in the akasha. You can never know the birth of consciousness because it is not born. So, kshanika vijnanavada is refuted in one word. See? More in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.